Time once again to find out what events are coming up as fundraisers that are associated with athletic activity. The website where you can find all this information out and more is sportingacause.com, sportingacause.com. Willie Hallahan hosts it, and he is with us once a week, and we take a look at some of the items that are going on in our area, and it's another banner couple of weeks, Willie.
It's unbelievable, Marshall. As if it wasn't busy enough last week, I think it's even busier this week. There's so much going on. And before I get into that, I just want to make note, there's a great article this morning in the Sunday Waterbury Republican American about Steve Blass, who is going to be retiring, I think, the end of the month from a 60-year career in between playing baseball and broadcasting for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And there are actually two articles written by Steve Barlow. They're great, and people who remember Steve or even don't, he was a hometown hero. Anyway, it's a great article.
It is, and his final broadcast will be on the 28th, and that was his number. That was his uniform number.
Yep.
So, I posted that up on Facebook. I never, ever, ever forgot about his hometown area.
That's right. Great guy. All right. Well, starting today, just like last week, there are several events going on today that people can go to. There are a lot of events that have come and gone already as we speak. No sense in talking about those, but there are things that people can still do today if they want. The Housatonic Heritage Tours continue, and there's an opportunity. There are three events today at 1 p.m. that people can take advantage of. One is a walk at Balance Rock State Park up in Lanesboro, Mass. There's another one at 1 o'clock. A walk and lecture about the Ames Ironworks at the Falls Village Dam. I'd love to be able to go to that one. And another one, also at 1, a walk at McAllister Wildlife Preserve up in Great Barrington. And I should throw in that this whole month, the Million Mile continues. That's the Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation effort to raise funds over the whole month of September, and that addresses childhood cancer, a very worthy cause. But also, again, at 1 o'clock, this is not part of the heritage walks. This is separate. It's the Walk in the Woods for Parkinson's. It's a big walk-a-thon held at the White Memorial Conservation Center in Litchfield, and that benefits the Michael J. Fox Foundation. Also today, it started early this morning, but there's so many classes it's going to run all day long, is the Lakeville Open Horse Show. It used to be held in Lakeville, but now it's at the Cool Farm in Millbrook, New York, and that benefits the Lakeville Pony Club. And also today, there's a barbecue and cornhole tournament at the Couch Pipa VFW in Canaan. It starts at 11 and runs till 6, and it's a combination of a barbecue, there's music, and there's a cornhole tournament, which benefits the McCall Foundation for Behavioral Health. They have a special program called Opening Doors for Veterans, which, of course, is of concern to the VFW. And that's just today. tomorrow, the John Foley Lone Oak Challenge Annual Golf Tournament will take place at the Egremont Country Club. That's organized by the Lone Oak folks up in East Canaan in memory of John Foley, a good friend of mine and a classmate, actually. And that he was long-term chief of the Canaan Fire Company, and the tournament benefits the fire company. on Thursday, the 19th, the Salisbury Central School 7th Annual Golf Tournament takes place. This is at Hotchkiss School, and it benefits the 8th grade class trip to Washington, D.C. This is interesting because those of us who have been putting on events for years and years, it gets easier and easier. You know the drill. You talk to the same people. Your procedures are the same. But for the poor folks at Salisbury Central School, it's the parents of the eighth graders who put on this tournament. And, of course, every year they're different parents, and they kind of have to reinvent the wheel. But they do a great job every year of organizing it. They have 55 business sponsors for this tournament. I talk every once in a while about the challenges of the business community and what a great job they do sponsoring events, and this is a perfect example. 55 sponsors for this small golf tournament. On the same day, the 19th, the Hearts of the Father Outreach 13th Annual Golf Tournament is taking place at Wyantonuk Country Club up in Great Barrington, and that benefits programs for children in both Ghana and Uganda. On the same day, Thursday the 19th, there's a 9th annual Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. I've spoken about this before. It was the Litchfield, Connecticut version. Well, this is the Massachusetts version. Men put on high heel shoes, walk a mile in them to show support for women in crisis, and the proceeds from this will benefit the Elizabeth Freeman Center up in Pittsfield and Great Barrington. They have several locations. And moving on to next weekend, Saturday the 21st, there's the Falls Village Food and Truck Fest. This was previously known as the Falls Village Truck Pull. You have to be careful when you change your name. You want to make sure you don't confuse people. This is held over at the Falls Village Rec Center, and it's quite the extravaganza. They have food trucks. They'll have music, and the competition element of this is a truck pull. There are several classes, and it's become very popular. That benefits the Falls Village Fire Department. Also Saturday, this is actually a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday, the Goshen Dog Show. It's being held over at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, and that benefits scholarships for students who are interested in animal care. On Saturday, the 21st, the Rojan Ramble, this is a 7th annual bike tour. This is a non-competitive tour. It's not a competition. And as many of them go, there are 6 different rides from an easy 10, 12 mile up to almost 100 mile. And that starts at the Copaic Memorial Park. It spans several towns. And there's no admission fee, but they ask for donations, and it'll benefit the Harlan Valley Rail Trail. They're trying to pave the Copaic section of that, and that's where that money goes. Also next Saturday on the 21st, the Monument Cup, 21st Annual Soccer Tournament at Monument Mountain Regional High School in Great Barrington. This is a 3-on-3 soccer tournament for kids, for ages 14 on down, but several classes. And also on Saturday, the oddly named Run for Your Knives 5K. This is held at the Culinary Institute over in Hyde Park, and it benefits, it provides scholarships for students at the Culinary Institute. Also on the 21st, next Saturday, the Salisbury Winter Sports Golf Tournament and Pig Roast, an event that's dear to my heart, at the Intermountain Golf Course over in Copaic. And it's an 18-hole tournament, and it benefits SWASA's youth programs and our ongoing maintenance and upgrade of our facilities. We're doing a lot over there, and it takes a lot of money. Also on Saturday, and unfortunately, and I'll tell you why in a minute, the Couch Pipa VFW golf tournament. This is held at the Egremont Country Club. It's been going on for years, and they raise money for scholarships for Canaan and Falls Village students. They've raised a lot of money over the years. And the unfortunate part is with all the events that go on, often on the same day, many times they don't conflict with each other. Like there's an event in Pittsfield on the same day that there's one going on in Litchfield, Connecticut, and they don't, you know, there's no crossover of possible participants. But the SWASA and the VFW tournaments, there are a lot of people who would have played in both were they on different days, but that's the way it goes. And on to next Sunday, these are all Saturday events I've just been telling you about. Sunday on the 22nd, there's the Walk for Recovery, which is being held at the walkway over the Hudson, and that benefits the Vila Veritas Foundation, which addresses opioid recovery. Again on Sunday, the Benedictine Health Foundation Bike for Cancer Care and 5K run, it's both a bike and a run, is being held over at Kingston, New York, to benefit the Health Foundation. Also next Sunday is the Apple Squeeze 5-mile and 5K. That's being held at Lilac Park in Lenox and benefits the Morris Elementary School PTO. Also next Sunday, the Friends of Mo Golf Tournament is being held at the Egremont Country Club. Mo is a nickname of Maureen Snyder, a very beloved girl who passed away from cancer quite a few years ago now at this point. And it's a very, it's one of those golf tournaments that fills up every year. They don't have trouble finding participants because everyone's loyal to the tournament and the cause. They always raise money for local people suffering from cancer and to take care of some of their financial needs. Also next Sunday is the Norfolk Land Trust 5K and 10K. That's being held at Barbour Woods in Norfolk, and that, of course, benefits the Land Trust. And also next Sunday, the Walk into the Future, which is a rename of an event that's been run by Construct. It's an organization that addresses housing for the homeless, and that's a three-mile walk that starts at Ski Butternut up in Great Barrington. And also next Sunday is Catch-A-Ray 5K. This is a race held at the Red Hook High School and benefits scholarships in honor of Alexandra Ray Gravino. That's the Ray, a young lady who passed away from cancer. And if that wasn't enough, Marshall, there's next weekend, I won't even get into them, there are the Housatonic Heritage Walks. There will be about 15 of those over the Saturday and Sunday. And you can go to my website, but what I'll do is just direct you to the housatonicheritage.org, where they get into great detail about each event. It's a great site. So, second weekend in a row in September where there's 40-some events going on for people to choose from.
I got a feeling it's not going to let up very soon.
No. It's pretty much for the month of September, and then it'll start to slow down a little bit as it gets cooler. And it's great. It's an embarrassment of riches this time of year for all the things we can do.
All right, Willie, we'll check with you next week.
Okay, Marshall, thank you as always.
Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com, the web.